London, Indica Bookstore, 1967. Day. The sign outside says the Indica Bookstore. It is filled with the anticipation of an upcoming exhibition. John Lennon, accompanied by John Dunbar, walks through the gallery, observing the installation process. John Lennon. You really know how to pique my curiosity. A major new talent from the United States, a Japanese avant-garde artist, and this mysterious happening involving a black bag. Count me in. John Dunbar. I knew this would intrigue you, John. Yoko Ono is a remarkable artist, pushing the boundaries of conventional art forms. Her work challenges perception and invites the viewer to participate actively. As they continue their tour, John's eyes are drawn to the peculiar objects around him. John Lennon, pointing. Look at those bent nails on the plastic box. There's something intriguing about their arrangement and that fresh apple just labeled apple. Simple yet captivating. I wonder what it signifies. John Dunbar. Yoko has a way of capturing the essence of everyday objects and transforming them into thought-provoking art. Her minimalist approach forces us to question the meaning behind the mundane, whispering, it's like a flash of enlightenment. Yoko has a way of unlocking the artist within you, urging you to explore new realms of creativity. Suddenly, Yoko Ono appears. Yoko hands John Lennon a card with a single word written on it. Breathe Yoko Ono, smiling. John Lennon, perplexed. You mean, panting? Yoko Ono nods. That's it. Panting. You've got it. John and Yoko start panting together. It becomes more intense, almost a competition, until they almost hyperventilate. John Lennon, chuckling. I've got it, but I'm all geared up to do something. I want to participate, create, be a part of this experience. I want to pound it one of these nails, Yoko Ono. No, please don't. All the nails are for the show tomorrow. John Lennon, how about if I pay you shilling to pound in a nail? Yoko, I'll let you hammer an imaginary nail for an imaginary shilling. John Lennon agrees. He pounds an imaginary nail with the hammer. He hands Yoko an imaginary shilling. They lock eyes and smile. Tony watches the interaction between John and Yoko, sensing the instant connection and the awakening of John's artistic spirit. John Lennon, gazing at Yoko. John, it's exhilarating and mysterious. I feel a profound connection to her art and her spirit, like two clouds meeting for the first time. John Dunbar observes the profound impact Yoko Ono has already made on John Lennon, sensing that their encounter will shape the course of art history. Fade out.